Africa Global Radio, our story, our growth, our future.
Welcome to Africa Global Radio, AGR, and we are streaming live on africaglobalradio.com. I am Prince Benjamin, PB, of course, and we are ready with Creatives Corner, another edition of the program. And we have a guest today, as usual. I can't do this alone. We've got Mr. Dot DG coming through the program today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm fab. So I like what you're in. So we were enchanted by what your manager is wearing.
Okay.
I didn't notice that you were in something similar. I'm just noticing. Yeah. Forgive me. Oh. I'm paying attention now.
Okay.
I'm paying attention now. Beautiful clothing. Mm. I can't but, you know, start the conversation from there. So tell me about this. It looks like sack.
Yeah,
right?
this Jakarta wear is a t-shirt made with a combination of jutes, what we call sack, kotoku.
Right, a jute bag.
So made nicely made, you know, with the comb. And you can see my trouser too.
Oh, it's the same.
The trouser is full of sack.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I feel it?
Oh, you can feel it.
Yo,
Emma,
this is strong.
Feet too is,
it's strong.
Something I made by myself.
Yeah. Okay, so on his feet is, it looks like an animal,
yeah,
right?
It's an animal.
What animal is it? Is it a snake?
It's a snake.
A snake?
Yeah.
Whew. Okay. Did you kill the snake?
No, please.
Have you killed a snake before?
No.
You've not?
No, no.
Yeah?
No.
What's your mind on snakes?
Dangerous.
Are you dangerous? You're afraid of
dangerous,
them?
Yeah,
yeah. My old lady, she hates seeing. I love watching Nat Geo Wild, right? But my old lady, whenever the snakes come on, it's like, nah. I mean, I don't like this channel, but the snakes make it worse for me. I mean, I'm speaking for her. Okay, so sack and the snake on your feet.
Yeah.
Sack on your body and the snake on your feet. Okay, so what's the statement? Obviously, for me, as someone who's watching, I can see that you are repurposing, you know, the jute bag or the sack, right?
Yeah.
Which is obviously laudable. But what informed you dressing up like this for the AGR conversation?
I'm representing Africa. So I have to look African every time. And that's why I use something from Africa, you know. This being creative. Being creative.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, this being creative. And you can see the sack is mixed with different colors. I just want to represent Africa. That's why you can see even here is a Ghana combination.
Right.
Red, yellow, green.
Right.
Representing, that's all.
Okay, which incidentally on social media I saw a joke that said if your country's colors or your country's flag has colors that represent all the various pepe. The pepper types in the world. You shouldn't be surprised if they are showing you pepper in the country, right? Because we've got green, we've got the red, we've got the yellow, but we're in it for good. It's spices, right?
Yeah.
It's lovely spices. Mm. I like pepper. Do you?
I do.
You do?
Not too much.
Not too much.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. When I went to East Africa, I was just pining to come back to Ghana because they don't seem to like, you know, pepper a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was interesting. Anyway, Mr. Dot DG, we heard your song, You and I.
Yeah.
It's you calling out to someone, obviously.
Yeah. You and I is a song I poured my heart into. It's an Afropop song I wrote where the inspiration was. It's a daily happiness in a relationship, you know. Sometimes you just don't get it why all of a sudden your partner will just come in. We would like to just leave the relationship with no
tangible
strong reason. And you keep wondering, like, how can she suddenly forget all the plans you had together and all the good times you had in the past? So that's what inspired
Okay.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a
daily
true
happiness.
Story.
Yeah. No, this is not a true story, but it's daily not happiness
story?
In this society.
No, 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 Mr. Dot. Mr. Dot, I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you this before, but we are keen on honesty on AGR.
Yeah. I'll be honest.
We don't like to leave. We like.
I'll like be honest here.
Like honesty. So, which lady broke your heart?
Oh, no.
What's her name?
No, this something I saw in the environment.
In the environment.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's not me, but it has happened to others and I've seen it.
Sounds so like prospecting just... for material for another clothing. You saw this in the environment. Right, okay. So this is to say that you pick your inspirations from daily activities.
Daily activities, sometimes myself,
the lives of others.
Yeah, others.
Okay. So did you see a specific story that inspired this? Even though it's not your story, as you said, did you see a specific story, someone's story, someone you know, you saw this on social media, like where did it come from? Or it was just you imagining how these things go?
No, sometimes your closest friends, they tell you stories about their relationships.
So did your close friend tell you?
Yeah, one of my close friends had
I think we're
similar,
coming close to the honesty. A close friend.
Soon
it will be him.
Yeah. A close friend had a similar
experience.
And he doesn't understand why she just wants to leave. So,
did he tell you about this?
Yeah, it's my friend, so of course.
He told you about this. And what was the first impression that you had when you heard the story?
At that time, you know, this. It has been trending breakfast. Breakfast.
Everybody go chop breakfast.
It makes the girls look like, you know?
Yeah, so you know what it means, right?
Yeah.
It's a Nigerian pidgin term for everybody would have a
broken heart. Yeah.
Just like breakfast. Yeah. Everybody has breakfast. So have you suffered a broken heart before?
Not now.
Yeah.
Not now. Yeah, I think one bar that has to do with my mom.
That was your mom?
No, my mom
what happened
personal.
With your mom?
Oh,
she passed away.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. When
so
was this?
That's the only broken heart I can say
when
for
was
now.
This
way back 2019 November. I can't forget the date. November 2019. 19th November, right? Being precise, 19th November.
2019.
Wow. Yeah, almost 4 years or something like that.
That was just, did you say December?
November. Yeah.
November. Okay. Mm-hmm. So COVID was in December. We recorded our first in May 2020, the following year. So, okay. That was interesting. I mean, hearing about COVID-19 coming and losing your mom as well.
Yeah, but she didn't.
No, of course, obviously. She went before it even came to Ghana, which was in May 2020. But I was just talking about moving from that news to, you know, the gloom of December 2019 and then 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. How important was she in your life? Obviously, I mean, she's your mom. She pushed you out. But does she serve any other purpose beyond just being your biological, you know, gateway to this reality?
Most importantly, being the mom, and she was.
Mm.
Yeah. Anything you know of a mom, being a responsibility of a mom, she did it.
Okay.
She made sure I got educated through this small hawking and trade she has been doing, not gathering too much, but money to get me through to the secondary school. I went through Accra High School.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to Accra High School.
And so she because did, of her sweat.
Yeah, she did. And even when I completed, she didn't stand that she made sure I feathered it with some craftsmanship. I studied visual arts.
Oh, that's something we have
in high school. There. Yeah, so there I read visual arts.
Okay,
and I studied visual rather. So in visual arts, I read leatherworks and others. So when I finished it, she thought it was since I was doing good in the leatherworks in school, I should continue with it.
Mm.
So I furthered it with apprenticeship at a certain, my master, he's in Nima, he's called Fudelu Footwear.
Mm.
I learned the leather work
trade from him.
Whereby, moving forward, I graduated and got a chance to work with some nice brands like, you know, Checkata and Larry J.
Which and these brands right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously,
so we are still even working. Yeah. Not that I finished working with them, but I'm still even working. So I got the chance to work with them. And you know, these brands are keen on you know, doing they are keen on ethical, sustainable,
environmentally
fashion,
friendly
fashion.
Okay.
Fashion, right. Hence ensuring good standards are met in their academy.
Right, yeah. Okay. They don't compromise quality.
No.
Right.
No.
Not in the design and in the final product.
No.
Okay, so you do music and then also you're in the fashion industry as well.
Yeah.
That's basically what you're saying.
That's basically
And your mom is she's an essential player.
Yeah. Very
in this story.
Yeah.
It's because of her sweat and her sacrifices, and also her leadership in having you decide what you should master and what you should take seriously, right? Because of what you learned in school.
Yeah.
Okay, so bless her memory and bless her heart wherever she is. Yeah. We'll see her again on the last day. What got you into music, though?
Yeah, music was a passion for me. It's one of my passions, you know, and has been in me since childhood. And to do the craftsmanship, but somewhere when I lost my mom, and it got more of me, and I just have to let it out.
Okay.
Yeah, it got more of me. I just
When you say it got more of you, what do you mean? I think there's something interesting there, and you had to let it out. It's an interesting expression you're using.
Yeah.
But explain it to me, unpack it for me.
Yeah, I used to see it on the lighter notes.
Okay.
I used to see it on the lighter notes. But
music wasn't something
too
very
much,
important.
Yeah, feel like, oh, it's good. I can do something. I can do maybe a freestyle or something like that. Mm. Just maybe pen down some funny stuff. Right. Just do it for freestyle.
Right.
But when she passed on, that's when I can be sitting and I'm having this feeling. Sometimes I want to write some stories and put it on a beat.
Wow.
So
was it a way of you grieving? Was it you grieving your mom?
It's part.
Or you had had enough of life.
You know, she played a vital role. So losing someone like that in your life, So I started seeing life on a different perspective. Mm. So that started. Mm.
It's strange how you know, giving birth or losing somebody could change your perspective in life, right? It could give you a totally different way of seeing life and how serious you should be, right? If you were playing before, now you know it's serious stuff.
Yeah.
So your mom's passing is something that did that for you.
Yeah, it did it.
Okay, and it gave you the burden of voicing your stories and your feelings and your frustrations.
Yeah.
Okay, who inspired you? Aside your mom, obviously, in the role she played and her passing and all of that, which musicians inspired you?
Internationally, Chris Brown and Usher Raymond, but here we have Stoneboy. Yeah.
Okay. So you said you mentioned his name with a smile.
Yeah, Stoneboy.
Why? So he is obviously very important.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Stoneboy.
Looking at Stoneboy, you know. Looking at where he came from, you know, he was physically challenged, but he didn't look at that. Still wanted to do what he wanted to do. And today, look at him. You can't look at him like the way you've been looking at him at first. No, music has been something that's changed that in his life. So, looking at him, I feel like I can also do something. I can change my life through music.
It's interesting you say this because at the other station I work for, Sun Sun, the actor, he came for an interview and I actually wrote a story about this. He said, Stoneboy, he said the very thing you're saying, Stoneboy has inspired a lot of people, especially in the disability community. He's become like an icon to them.
You don't have
that challenge, but it's interesting that you're saying because of what he was going through and how he became who he is in spite of it, You know, and last week on Creative's Corner, we were speaking to Jay Mensah, who also said he sat with Stoneboy.
Wow.
Like the two of us are sitting. And Stoneboy, and that was when Stoneboy was starting. He was not a star then. But Stoneboy told him he was going to be a star.
Wow.
Right. And so for him, when he sees him right now, it's a surprise. What? It's not a surprise, I meant to say.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to be a star? You personally, Mr. Dot.
I'm on African Global Radio, so I'm a star.
Oh, right. That's the best answer you can give.
Yeah.
I'm not fighting now.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So you've arrived. Welcome. Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Right. So we'll check out another song.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about which part of the country you're from, what your heritage is, you know, and we'll talk more about music.
Okay.
Hi there, this is Mike's Quest, and you're listening to Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
Hey guys, my name is Eva Nelson. Keep listening to Africa Global Radio.
Yo, my name is Black Cross, and of course, this is Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
Bite your chest. Kill this bit for me.
Klaus Fingers.
To the general, if you give me another chilly, if you give me another chilly, don't chilly. Opportunity comes but once, not twice. See the beat, they make a fall for you, on you. If they make a wanna jump on you, show you that I'm mighty and I'm here for you. If any man try, I'm gonna fight for you. But say they give me one time, oh. If you not give me, I can ride up. Melody on your waistline. If you not give me, I can ride up. Melody on your waistline. Without it, I'm gonna cry. I will die.
This is AGR. I am Prince Benjamin. You can call me PB. I'm in conversation with Mr. Dot DG. What's the DG?
The General. It's a
the General?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in the army? Do you have an army?
Yeah. I'm in the army.
You're in the army. The army of life.
I'm the music guy.
Right. The army of life. Anyway, so that was one time.
Yeah.
Which is obviously quite different from the first one we listened to, you and I, right? You and I think, had the influence, the R&B, you know, hip-hop R&B influence, but this is more like the Afrobeats, vibe that's popular or in vogue now.
Yeah.
So who produced this particular song?
Virgin Beats.
Virgin Beats.
Yeah.
Virgin Beat.
Yeah.
This is the second virgin that I know. The first one. No, I'm sorry for how it came off, but the first virgin that I know is part of a band, a Ghanaian international band called Fra.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's it. And that's fact, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. I like how you've made your face. Like, I have to believe it. Anyway, Virgin is the one who produced this.
Yeah, Virgin.
Which year was this?
This last year.
Last year?
Most of my songs were last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because this whole thing started in 2019 for you.
Yeah.
Right. And so you are in the infancy of your music career.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have a team that's like helping? Are you signed to a record label? Do you have a management team?
What's happening? I'm doing this on my own for now. Don't have any help. Yeah. Just an independent
artist. At the moment. Okay. Are you interested in a record label?
Sure.
Yeah.
I can't do this on my own. Mm. So I need someone to help. Because it's not easy, just in the infant stage, but still I feel like it's not easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not a lot.
Obviously now, or maybe you'd answer, which one is paying more? Is the music paying you? Are you seeing proceeds from the music yet?
Just not now.
Not now?
Not yet. So, not yet.
So your craft is what's paying you?
Yeah, for now, yeah.
Okay. Do you see the music paying you more than the craft? Do you think...
Inshallah, I think it will do. But now, since I'm in the fans, I think it's a step in the right direction. Okay. It will come. Yeah.
Okay. So how would you manage the two? Because of, they are both in the creative arts, right? But they also need
they go hand in hand sometimes,
right?
Okay.
You need to invest time and attention.
Mm.
You know, you mentioned quality and where you are at the moment working. Quality is not compromised.
Mm.
You know, music is very demanding.
Mm.
Music work is very demanding. So do you see the two competing in any way? Do you think your boss would call you and say, you are playing shows? There are clients on my neck. You're playing shows. What? You are in America? What? You are in Nairobi playing a show? Do you see that happening?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Yeah. As you can see, she's the one, you know, backing me.
Mm.
Supporting and everything. So music goes hand in hand with fashion.
Mm.
So even if I'm not in the shop, maybe producing, I can wear hair. I mean, Jakarta, and then so do the provision. That's
I like your responses. And that's not me gassing you up.
Mm.
It's a very practical answer.
Okay.
Right?
Mm.
Because you can model what you're making.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
What you're making right now, and what Jakarta CEO is also making, you can model that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
another stream of income for you and for the company and for which you thank you for.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she's even supporting you.
She should. That's my mommy.
That's your what?
My mommy.
That's your mommy.
Yeah.
Oh, so you found another
mommy.
Mom.
Yeah.
You found a mom in her.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did that relationship develop? Where did you you guys meet, and how did the interest in each other come?
Through the apprenticeship, she saw me and she saw how I was doing the craftsmanship. Mm. She said I was good, and
she's had this conversation with you and told you why.
We had a conversation. She liked what I was doing. She think I'm doing good in it.
Mm.
So that's when it all started. And she
All right. So we've heard R&B, we've heard Afrobeats. Do you do any other?
I do dancehall too. Like
dancehall.
I go versatile. I just challenge myself to do it. I feel like. Sometimes it's you have that feeling in a certain beat and you feel like you can spit on this.
Right.
I mean, when I say spit, I mean you can
rap language.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you can
do something,
on
it.
So I can hear a beat and I feel like I want to vibe with this beat.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's the vibe. Okay. Just connect.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, although my genre is Afrobeat, Afropop.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So that's your foundation. However, you can branch into other things.
Yeah.
So what's your legacy? Where are you from?
I'm from... My father is from Boko.
Okay.
Yeah, so... And he's Moshi. So we are from the north.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's part of the great people of the north. The northern part of Ghana.
Yeah, northern part of Ghana. Yeah.
And your mom?
My mom is from Gonja.
Okay.
She's a Gonja.
So you're from the north
from
proper?
The north proper, yeah.
Okay. All right. So when did you come to the south?
I've been here since I could remember.
Okay.
I was born here.
You were born here?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
However, your roots are from the north.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, have you visited the north?
Not, unfortunately, no.
Never?
No, maybe. Maybe sometime I'll
okay,
do that.
Okay, so
yeah.
So it's in the pipeline. It's in the pipeline, as we're saying.
Yeah.
It's in the pipeline. Yeah. Do you know anything about your people? Anything that you can share? Because here on AGR, we like to explore our, you know, similarities as African nations, people. So maybe what you'd say will connect with someone in the east, south, central, you know, north.
The least I can say is Boku is a city in the north that is blessed with great farming system. They have rich, you know, rich plants and, you know, vegetables and, should I say vegetable? They do crop, good crops and, they have rich culture too. Mm. Yeah, you can see. Yeah, I can see that. Mm. That's the little I can see.
Right. Farming.
They are good.
What foods are we looking at? Yam, rice.
Yam. They are coming from the north. You guys can see. Yeah, they are yam. They are yam, rice, and some I don't
millet.
Millets. Yeah, they grow millets. Right. They grow millets from there. Yeah, they grow millets.
For my favorite, Burkina.
Yeah. So you can see.
And the culture. Talk to me about the culture. What do you mean by the culture? Are you talking festivals?
Chieftaincy. You know.
These songs. What like?
Chieftaincy
food.
And. Chieftaincy and I would say, chieftaincy and. Chieftaincy is what I can say for now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you like about the royal, you know, culture of Boku? It's a very competitive place to say it mildly. It's quite a competitive place. But what do you like about the royal, you know, side of Boku? Have you seen the royals of Boku before?
I think maybe pictures. They are keeping up with what their ancestors left behind. Right. So that's what I like about about them.
Right.
Yeah, they are keeping up with the legacy of their ancestors.
Okay.
And
That's so you're saying they are.
Yeah.
They are one. is your dad's place? Is your mom's place rather?
Yeah.
Is Gunja. Is your dad's place?
Yeah.
Right. So can you tell me something about your mom's side as
not
well?
Not too much about the Gunja.
Yeah. So I think an assignment for you would be to visit.
Yeah.
Because I'm pining to visit the north, because of Ayat's Guda.
Yeah.
You know, he portrayed the north in the video, an award-winning video. So I'm pining to really go to the north and see. My brother has been there, but I've not. It'd be interesting too. So I think you should, you know, there's
then
something.
We go together, I guess.
No, why not?
It would be quite special.
Okay. So what's your birth name though? Mr. Dot DG obviously is not the one that your mom had.
Yeah, yeah. My real name is Abdulaziz Muhammad.
Abdulaziz Muhammad.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That's my real name.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Abdulaziz Muhammad.
Mm.
Okay. But why did you choose Mr. Dot DG? The DG of obviously is the general, what you said.
Yeah.
The general.
The general was a name I got from my school prefect, girls prefects back in JHS.
Mm.
Yeah, because I was one of the brilliant male students in JHS.
Right.
So she thought I deserve to be called the general.
Okay.
Outstanding. Yeah, and alongside I was also the, as she was the girls prefect, I was the school prefect, boys prefect. So we go hand in hand and things, and she said I should be called the general.
Okay.
And on the other hand, Mr. Dots used to, it was a hashtag I've been using for a long time on Facebook.
Mm.
For my entertaining posts. So when I finally decided to go professional in music, I wanted a name that was unique.
Mm.
But I wanted to use the general, but the general was common. And when I searched on the internet for Mr. Dot, I could see Mr. Dot. And didn't want to throw the Mr. Dot away and the general.
Mm.
Since people knew me with both,
right.
I combined it.
Mm.
Yeah, I combined them, Mr. Dots.
Man, them crazy now.
Welcome to the dark side, Black Rose.
Mr. Dots, the general. Tell me what you're giving to. If not me
me, tell me, baby, what you give it to? If not me, then who? Tell me what you give it to. If not me, tell me, baby, what you give it to? If not me, then who? My girl, she stand on a Fanta when I drop bass, punch up a mass no ganja, ni Kalex, slim, cabbie boy like a lanta, no banta.
Hillsack, everyone a think to a bar.
My girl, girls are gonna bust my brain. Fight definition of the real. My girl, but someday the girl love me skilly man, and she give me a part to the time.
I said the weather down there.
You cheating, baby, stop being the liar. After a while, you are the Gucci Gabbana.
She say you a big girl, not a big deal. You want me, how do you know where you never stand the Gabbana?
If not me, who else give treating you better? When I get the bread, you spread it better. She told me she's faster, me taking no casa. Now me know she's a cheater. Tell me what you give it to. If not me, tell me, baby, what you give it to. If not me, then who? Tell me what you give it to. If not me, tell me, baby, what you give it to. If not me, then who?
Sweet 16, girl, you ruling me heart. Already got me pumping in me yard. Can't lose my charge when she stepping on me yard. Bad man romantic on me yard. Sweet 16, girl, you ruling me heart. Already got me pumping in me yard. Whenever she stepping on me yard.
Fireman, fireman, man, no heat, man, no fireman, no be fire. Oh, fireman, man, no heat, man, no fireman, no be fire. Oh,
whenever she's stepping on me yard.
Fireman, fireman, man, no heat, man, no fireman, no be fire. Oh,
I can't wait, chopping, dying, not to give one, no.
Fireman, fireman, man, no heat, man, no fireman, no be fire. Oh,
I can't wait, chopping,
A very interesting artiste we've got with us at AGR today. Mr. Dot DG is his name. And man, so you mentioned that Stoneboy is an inspiration. You are versatile. You do a bit of dancehall. And I guess that's the demonstration, right?
Yeah.
Excellent work.
Thanks.
This is called Tell Me Who.
Yeah.
We are streaming live on AfricaGlobalRadio.com. I am Prince Benjamin, and that's Mr. Dot DG. Tell me who, what's it about? Who are you talking to?
Living in a community with different human attributes, it's difficult managing relationship, you know. It's being with friends, colleagues at work.
Yeah.
General acquaintances, especially dating. You know, we tend to give in our all,
right.
And sometimes we expect a reciprocal of it,
right.
But don't get it, we get disappointed,
right. Yeah.
And we tend to ask like, so if we are not getting we the partners, if we are not getting the same affection back, then
Who is
getting it?
What sort of men's gold investment is this?
If you are not getting, if your partner is not getting the same affection he's giving it to you, then who are you giving it to? So that's what inspired it.
So if I'm in a relationship with you, I'm expecting this sort of response from you because I'm putting so much into this and you're not giving it to me. Who are you giving it to?
Yeah. That's the good.
It's a very important question to ask. Like a very useful question to ask these days.
Yeah.
Who are you giving it to?
Yeah.
Like, because I know you're giving it to somebody, but who? It's not me. So who?
It's not me, yeah. Then who?
All right. It's interesting the things we say in music, right? Because someone would be dancing to this. Someone who is cheating on someone would be dancing to this.
Sure.
Not even mindful of the words or what's happening in the song until they are tapped. Yeah, do you know what the song is? Right? It's asking you, why are you cheating?
Right? I am.
But that's entertainment.
Yeah.
Right? That's entertainment. Yeah. And how it goes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we've got to check out the last song.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song? This is quite special.
Sayada, yeah. Sayada is an Arabic title given to a woman you respect or adore.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote this with my mother in mind.
Hold on.
Playing a vital role in my life. But this, going back to our culture, we were taught and reminded to be respectful to women, you know. And this is why
I was... the culture of your people, the Gonja and the Boko. Right?
And this is why I was careful with a lady I had a crush on.
Mm.
Yeah, I had a crush on her, but didn't pursue it. Rather,
it's not every crush you follow, but you go on.
Rather, respected the dignity and maintained just friendship to make sure, like, what I was feeling was real and not just coming in for games and person. You know, I respected dignity because that's what inspired what I wrote. You know, said that.
Okay,
I respect women a lot. That's what I was taught.
Right.
So,
do they respect you? Do you find that women respect you?
Yeah, because I don't know why they shouldn't. Right. Yeah, I don't know why they shouldn't.
Experience? Do you?
Yeah.
At least that one is respected.
Yeah, I don't see me doing something that they shouldn't respect me for. Right. Yeah.
Well, what's the secret for guys who feel like women don't respect them?
Maybe.
Well, what would you say to them?
Maybe the women are reflecting what they are showing to them. Yeah. They're reflecting maybe what they are showing the women.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Okay. All right. So
although some people might have their attitude, but sometimes that's what happens.
Okay.
Mm.
That's something thought-provoking. Let's check out the song, Sayada.
Hey, yo, what's good, people? Kirana Ayat here. You know, Guda, Guda. And you're tuned in. You're live on Africa Global Radio. Amphito.
I'm not the one.
It captures you singing in a different language, and I'm thinking this is Hausa.
Hausa, yeah.
Hausa, all right. This is AGR, Africa Global Radio, streaming live on africaglobalradio.com. I am Prince Benjamin, call me PB if you'd like, and I'm with Mr. Dot DG. Saya, that was the record that we checked out, and this is quite different.
Yeah.
The language, first of all, Hausa, and this definitely takes you back to your culture, right?
Yeah.
Your people.
Yeah.
So for anyone who is interested, or for whatever it's worth, Mr. Dot DG comes from a place where we've had two great statesmen. Our former president, John Dramani Mahama, is from the Gonja. Right, okay. I know he plays an integral role in the Boko area. What for what? I've forgotten. I would have to check. That's something, a trivia to keep in mind, and also to contextualize where Mr. Dot DG is from in the northern part of Ghana. All right, so this song is to eulogize your mom, also to pay respect to women.
To women.
Right? Particularly. Okay. Do you have a video for this? Because this is screaming a video for me.
Yeah. So far, not a video. Mm. Yeah.
Not a video.
Yeah.
Right. So what's are there plans for a video?
Yeah, there are plans for a video. Mm. Especially on the Sayada.
Right.
Yeah, there are plans on the video.
Do you, so what should we expect in the video if you were to give us like a little, you know?
Still thinking of thinking of how the video should be. Yeah, because I've already seen someone who is just planning to help. They just do something meaningful of a video for it. Yeah. Right. So
it has to be really special.
Yeah, still planning.
This video has to be really special.
Yeah.
Okay. Where can we find you? Social media, where your music is and stuff like that.
Yeah, on Facebook I'm Mr. Dot Degeneral. The Mr. Dot is MRDOT, no space. And the Degeneral is DEGENERAL.
Okay.
Degeneral. And on Facebook I also have a page, Mr. Dot DG Music. On TikTok, I'm MRDOTDG. On Instagram, to MRDOTDG. On AudioMac, to same Mr. Dot DG.
So, what will be your message to listeners, you know, beyond Ghana? Keeping in mind your music, what you do. What would be your final message to them? And if you've got any acknowledgements you'd like to do, anyone you'd like to thank, anyone who's been important to your story?
I want to say to the people listening, when you have something in you, shouldn't be afraid to bring it out. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying when you have something negative, but when you have something positive in you that you think can help the society, you shouldn't hesitate in bringing it out. Mm-hmm. So that's the least I can say for it. And want to say, there are young guys out there that's striving. They have talent, but they don't have people to support them. Yeah, like someone like me, some talents are going waste because of a little push. So
that they need.
Yeah, so that's what some of the things I want to say to the people listening. And the acknowledgements, I would say Jakarta. Jakarta.
She has helped. But describe her, talk about her.
She's a wonderful person. And she was in Jakarta. Look at Jakarta. So you know who Jakarta, who the CEO is. She's a nice person. She's a nice person, and it's really helping in my music career. And I want to say a very big thank you to her and everybody that is supporting, and everyone in the NEMA community that's tuning in there on the radio to listen to me, because I made it known to them that I'm coming on radio. So I want to say one step, big up to one step, and say that. And a lot of people, I can't remember them. And everybody in NEMA. Yeah, everybody in NEMA. Yeah, thank you very much for listening to me. And thank you for supporting the general music.
Bless up, man. Thanks for coming through.
Yeah.
So I just learned that Mahama Ayariga, rather, is the one from Boko. He was born in Boko. So you've got some really interesting, you know, figures coming from your part of the country. You should go visit the place and, you know, interact with the culture.
Yeah.
We'll see you another time, Mr. Dot DG.
General.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks very much.
All right.
Global Radio. I'm Fito.
Yo, my name is Black Cross, and of course, this is Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
Hi there, this is Mike's Quest, and you're listening to Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
Hey everyone, I'm Robinson from Uganda. Keep listening to Africa Global Radio.